Hello guys, and welcome to a day in my life as I play Steelhouse Festival. So I had to wake up about 7 a.m, head downstairs, take care of the animals, make sure they're all fed and watered, and then I had breakfast myself, Cocoa Pops. I am a milk and first kind of girl, I know that's controversial. I then dropped Kobe off at my friend's, curled my hair, and helped load up the van. And we were off. We were heading to Wales for this one. Steelhouse is up a pretty dodgy mountain, to be honest, but eventually we did get there alive. We checked out the backstage area, went to our dressing room where we said hello to everyone, and then it was time to get ready. We were doing a purple eyeshadow look for the show and put some foundation on, and we're done. Then we have our first drink, a little bit liquid courage to get us in the mood. Then I go and check out the backstage area, see what the crowd is like, see if everyone's sitting up okay. Here I am being incredibly helpful to Chris. Me and Marisa had a little warm-up in the dressing room, and I had my pre-show massage because I'm a diva like that. Then it was time to hit the stage, and I was super excited. The show was so good. I had so much fun rocking out on stage with everyone. I don't think I played my best at this show. I'm not really sure why. I didn't really sleep the night before, and I was just in my head a little bit too much. But everyone said they had a great time, and the show was really good, so I guess sometimes you're just your own worst critic. Then it was time to leave the stage. We had a little bit of champagne to celebrate another good gig. Christian showed me his battle scars where I had horrifically assaulted him with my guitar while playing on stage. I then had a quick interview with Planet Rock, had a little bit of food, and checked out Lita Ford, who was incredible. And then it was time to help pack up the van again. But seriously, a massive shout out to my crew for being so incredible. Then it was time to hop in the van and head home again. Firstly, we had to pick up our boy from my friend's house. He had a great day. And then more driving, and eventually we got home and I got to have my jacket potato cheese and beans, my favourite meal ever, paid the cheese tax to Kobe, took off my makeup, and got into bed with Looney. What an amazing day.